All right. So in this experience we're about to do, we're going to take you on a journey deep, deep inside to clear out those caches of rage. And then we're going to go to a whole nother level of healing your terror as well. As we said, they're a pair. So let yourself now relax, get in a position that's very comfortable for you, very balanced, where you put things down and let yourself, let your body get quiet. And go within once more to that place of center, the place where we met you before in the last experience, in the last meditation. And you know we were doing a pull of stuff from you. That pull's still going on. We're still with you. So as you settle back and nestle back into that core within you, that center place of your consciousness, let us be there with you too. Remember, we have a shimmering, sparkling column of light around you. Let yourself just be held in this beautiful, safe, loving, deep space within you. We're very excited and we are honored that you have chosen to go on this profound journey with us. For indeed, as you break free of the terror and the rage, you can so more easily lift out of the shame matrix, out of the pain and the suffering, into the new reality. And we are here with you on this journey to whatever extent you would like. Knowing this, let yourself recognize that you are in your power at this time. You have chosen to do this by choice. We are not a parent leading a little child along by the hand. We are your friend, two good friends, going together on an adventure. And so now we'd like for you to imagine yourself in front of a door. Yeah, that's all you need to do in your mind's eye, just pop up a door in front of you. If you want, you can embellish it, color it, whatever color you want, put it in any kind of wall that you would like, or let it just kind of hang there in dimensional space. But watch and look at this door. It just is right there. It's closed right now. A door. To what? A doorway that's going to lead down deep inside you. Are you willing to go? You see, you have a lot of courage. You have a lot of willingness. And you're also really tired of the past. And tired of being afraid of the future. You're ready for a new freedom outside the box. So reach out and open that door. Surprise, it's not locked. It's never been locked. It's been shut, but never locked. It's right there. Step through. It's dark beyond the door. It takes a little courage to step into the darkness, into the void, into the unknown. For even though it's dark, there is something beneath your feet. You put your hands out in front of you and kind of make your way. You reach out from side to side, and at some point, you find a wall on the side. You find a boundary. So you edge along in the darkness, a hand on the wall. And as you move along, you recognize that you're moving down. Gently and easily at first, maybe making turns, making hairpin turns, as they call them, but working your way down. And as you go down, as you get deeper, it's as if the wall that you are using as your orientation becomes colder and moister, just as if you were going down inside the earth, under rocks, into a cave. Perhaps if you've ever gone into a cave, you remember that smell of the minerals and the wet. You might be smelling that. Or you might be smelling just a sense of earth, the smell that you get under the roots of trees. You descend. And at one point you realize that there's your step. There's a step down. And you step down and you feel, oh, and there's another step. And another step. And another step. Feeling down in the dark, another step darker, and down you go. The steps are even, so after a while, you find yourself going down rather quickly. You know where the next step is. You just kind of start to trust. Trust that the steps are even. And they are. Deeper you go. It gets colder. Until finally you realize that you've come to the bottom of whatever these stairs were, because it flattens out and there's no more stair. So you walk along a little ways. And then you start to notice that there's a light in the distance. You move towards the light. It's like a torch. Or perhaps some kind of lamp with a flame in it, hanging on the wall. On a hook on the wall. It gets, of course, brighter and brighter as you come closer to the gently flickering lamp. It flickers down here under the earth, and you don't think there's any breeze down here. It's amazing, it's flickering. You go up to it. You pick it up. You lift it. If it's a torch, you lift it off the the hook. If it's the lamp, you pick it up off the hook, holding it in your hand, and you continue your journey. And you see that there is another light ahead, but you've got a light now, so you can go quickly. You can move forward quickly on your journey. You can pick up your pace. And you begin to hear some music, beautiful, beautiful music. It's louder and louder as you continue down this area, this hallway perhaps, or perhaps you enter some rooms, you go through some rooms, but you head towards the sound and more light ahead. And then you come to an opening where the light is streaming through and the sound must be coming through. But it's as if what you're walking upon stops there, and it's like a window. You look through the window and you look down upon a huge room. A huge underground cavernous room. All natural, stalactites and stalagmites, but a pathway down there, and there's water there. It's cold. And you look around, how do I get down there? You know that you want to go to where that music is. You look around, you don't, oh, over here, to your left. You see something you didn't see before, an entrance to more stairs going down. All right, that should take me. And you take those stairs down. Presently, you arrive at the bottom, and there's a door open at the right, and you enter the big room, the giant room. Very cold indeed. And there's like a little river that runs through it, a streamlet, perhaps. And on the other side of the stream, from where you are, you see a room, or several rooms, along a corridor. Very brightly lit. Light is coming out of the doors of these rooms, and there's music there. Of course you want to go there. But you don't see a way across the stream. And so you begin to timidly put your feet in. Oh, but it's so cold. What to do? So you call, hello, hello, anybody over there? Hello? And you hear some movement. And coming out of the first door is a woman, a charming, friendly, heavy-set woman with beautiful hair, incredible eyes. She's carrying what looks like a blanket. That sounds encouraging. That looks really good. You could use a blanket right now. And you say, hello, how do I get across? And she says, just over here. And she walks along the side of the stream, and you follow her on the other side. And then she points to the stream. And then you could see that at that point the stream is extremely shallow. Maybe half an inch deep at most. And you thank her and you splash across. But your feet are cold now. She opens up her blanket. And it's a coat for you. A wonderful, nice, warm coat. And she holds also some wonderful, soft, thick plush socks for you. So if you have anything on your feet, you take them off. Ooh, your feet are so cold. And you put these wonderful socks on. Your feet are immediately warm. Ah, what a good feeling. And the coat around you, oh, you feel so good. You notice she's walked past you now. She's gone back towards that room. You follow her. And she walks in the room, and she sits on the other side of her desk. And there's some music playing, like on her radio. Some nice music. You sit down in front of her at the desk, and she looks at you with tremendous seriousness, and she says, "Are you ready? Are you really willing? Are you serious about this? That you want to go and get this rage out of here? You put it down here years ago, and you told me you're going to take care of this, and that you don't want to ever know about it, that you want it to remain hidden from sight. Is that still your choice, or do you really sincerely, by your showing up here, want to open up and clear them out?" And you look at her, and you look in her face and those amazing eyes, and you say, "I am certain, I am sure, I want to clear these out. I don't want them to be hidden and mysterious anymore." She says, "All right." She slips out a piece of paper that says that you want her to open the caches for you so that you can clear them out. That this is a revocation of your previous order, an establishment of a new choice. And there's a line there. She hands you a pen and you sign. And it is done. She smiles. She reaches into a drawer and pulls out a whole bunch of keys, jangly keys. And she laughs. "She's been waiting a long time for you." She gets up and starts to move. And you know that's a sign you need to follow her. So you do. Going down the corridor, past the other three rooms. These four rooms have certain pivotal meanings. There's a room of resource. There's a room of power. There's a room of vulnerability. And there's a room of memory. You realize you cannot dally in these rooms. You cannot go and explore these rooms. She's already gone down the hallway. But over the door is the sign of what room is what. And you feel a certain awesome power within you. Because in each one of these rooms are things of beauty. And some things are just mundane objects. That's an interesting hodgepodge of stuff that's in there. So you have to venture a peek. But just knowing that this is here fills you with a sense of confidence and courage somehow. You follow her down the corridor. You have to run almost to keep up with her. And she says, "This first one is frozen shut. This is the frozen room. This one is from your childhood. And so what you do is that you try to pull open the door. Doesn't work." She says, "No, no, no, wait." She puts the key in. She works it, works it, works it, because it's kind of frozen. But then it clicks. And she starts pulling on the door. And you and she together pull on the door. Pull, 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 pull. It makes quite a racket as you pull this door off of this frozen block of ice. Because when you open it, all it is ice. There's no room here. She says, that's right. You filled it up a long time ago. The frozen rage. All that rage that you are so terrified of experiencing and having. All that energy of yours, that passion, that flow. Here's where you shut it down. And you wonder what to do. How can I clear this out? What can I do? How can I? And you look around and you don't see any tools of any sort, nothing. But you notice that she's looking at you like, okay, so when are you going to deal with it? And you realize, oh, I've still got this torch or this lantern. Oh, but this is so little and so ineffective compared to all that ice. Now, wait a minute. This is my reality. I chose to put this ice here. I chose to freeze my rage. I've made a choice to not freeze my rage anymore. In fact, I've made a choice to release all of that limitation, that blockage, and that restriction. And you ask for help. Guess what? We're with you. And there's a whole bunch of twinkling lights that show up overhead. And so you put the torch or the lamp up to the block of ice. And you ask, I request, I demand that this block of ice be melted. That this frozen rage be cleared forever. Cleared out. And you, to your amazement, the ice begins to melt. And you move it around. You move the flame around. It's amazing. It just melts. You start moving into the room. It's extremely cold. You're so glad you have these wonderful socks on. They don't get wet somehow. They're wonderful socks. They're a wonderful coat. And you just start moving through the room. And a lot of lights, a lot of energy, some sparkle and some shimmer move in there with you. We all together start melting the room. We start loving more and more and feeling our love. Feeling gratitude, feeling happiness and joy, feeling passion and enthusiasm. And you get caught up in it yourself, feeling happiness and joy, feeling gratitude for the help that you're receiving, feeling empowered, feeling freer, feeling optimistic and enthusiastic. And the more you get into it, the faster it melts. It's dripping about you. A little rivulets of water just flowing around. It starts melting faster and faster and faster. Faster and faster. Until the room becomes revealed. It's at a slope going down. And it all melts off until you come to this lake, this frozen lake. You keep melting, walking around the lake, melting, 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 until this whole room has melted. And the water sits there on top of ice on a lake. Or a little lake, a little pond maybe, in this huge room that you've walked around. Dripping wet it is, still cold. Now, what about this? I don't want to walk in that water. And the woman has followed you, still smiling, still happy. What a joyous creature to be spending so many years down in this dungeon for you and still be this optimistic. It's amazing. And she says, well, I have something for you. You might want to try this. And she hands you a pickaxe. And you hand her the light and you get this pickaxe and you whack at it. And immediately you hear this crack that goes all the way across the lake or pond. Like huge icebergs breaking. Crack. And that crack continues to crack and yawn and stretch. As the ice begins to break up in all sorts of pieces. And the ice begins to melt till there's only small pieces of ice in the water. Until there's only just water. And you look down into the water, expecting to see it dark. And empty and black. But it isn't. There's something down in there. There's something in that water. And you call on Allah to say, you know, we want to clear this out too. I request, I demand, I command, let us do this now. Let us clear this out. And you hear a rushing as if a fluttering of wings. And you find the room filled with orbs of light and sparkling stars of light. Your team, your crew is here. Everyone's here. And we have created for you a vortex. We will spin the vortex now. And as we spin the vortex, all this water will be spun into the vortex, up and out. Going up into the darkness, who knows where, into the roof, perhaps, of this room. The count of three, are you ready and are you willing? And you say, yes, I'm tired of restraining and holding myself down and going numb. And not feeling, and not celebrating, and not experiencing the depth of me. All right then, one, two, and three. We spin. The vortex spins, 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 spins. It spins once, twice. Faster it spins, faster it spins. Lots of lights appear in this vortex, spinning faster, spinning faster, spinning faster. You stand here on the side watching it spinning, 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 and this water begins to lift into this funnel. Spinning faster now, and the water lifts higher and higher into this funnel going up. And you do see a roof up there. Where is it going? It goes up and up and up. And as the water reaches, that funnel reaches the roof, a hole appears and it moves right on up and 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 up. Scouring deeper and deeper and deeper, the water scouring deeper. And now, all of a sudden, you notice that the water is getting warm. That the color of the water is beginning to change. It's becoming to orange. Like there's a fire underneath it. Up and up and up and up, the water goes higher and higher, deeper and deeper and deeper. It pours out of this pit, out of this little lake. And now the water coming up is hot. Now you're getting hot. The room is heating up. Everything is dried out, except this vortex pulling up this hot, hot water. It's boiling now. It's steaming. You must throw off your coat. Take off your socks. you're beginning to sweat. It's getting down into the heavy, intense, the anger, the intense, rageful anger, the hot stuff, the hot, bitter stuff of the powerlessness. Yeah, I want to get it out. This is stuck in me. I want to get this out. I want to get it out. Yes, yes, you say. Deeper it goes. Now it begins to smell bad. Stinky goo coming up in this orange, fiery water. Until it becomes muddy and gross and disgusting, like old feces that have been left there for decades. Deeper and deeper it goes. Where is the bottom? No one knows. More and more stinky stuff. Hot, hot, stinky, hot, stinky stuff. Acidic. It's burning your nostrils. The air is burning. You feel your skin is burning. But you know you must stand there. Your will, your choice. This must go. This must come out. Up it goes into the roof, all the way up. Deeper, deeper, it pulls from deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And we are pulling from you deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. All the rage and all the anger that you have felt in your life, that you've postponed, that you didn't want to deal with, let it go now. Let us take it. Send it into this vortex. Let us lift it up now. Smelly, stinky, gunky stuff. Let it go through all your chakras, through all your energies, through all your body, from head to toe. Every cell. Remember, we went into every cell. We're pulling it out. Rage out of every cell. Rage out of your matrix. Rage out of your patterns. Rage out of your beliefs. Rage out of your thoughts and feelings. Rage out of your self-image. Rage out of your concept of reality. Rage out of your future. Let it go. Let it go. Rage out of your DNA and RNA. Spiraling, spiraling into that vortex, swirling upward. You watch it go up and out. The vortex continues and continues, and you're looking down, and you can see the bottom. You can see the bottom. Send it out. Come on, the rest of it. Sucking it all the way out to that bottom. You're getting to the end now. Let it all come now. All the rest of it. Every bit of it. Your choice. Your willingness to let it go. To let it go for good. Forever. To let it go. To let it go. Yes, let it go. Release, 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 release. All the rage and all the anger and all the resentment and all the judgments and all those kinds of things. Release, 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 release. At the count of three, we will all suck it up from the bottom into that vortex and move it on up and out. One, two, come on, let the rest of it go now. The final bit now. Take a good breath and exhale. Three. There you go. Up and out and up and out and up and up and up and up and up and up and through that roof and through that roof and through that hole. Ah! The last of it going out. Up, up, up and disappearing. Woo! Let it go if there's anything left. Check all of your bodies. You, anything left? Anything left? Okay, one more breath. There we go. Ah! And you look down, and the lake is empty, And you could see the bed. It goes down, 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 down. And at the bottom, you see where you held your shame, your sense of unworthiness, your sense of undeserving that held it down there, that pulled it down there. It's all there. All that shame, all that pain held it down there. You don't know how you know, but it's the shape of that bottom. It looks kind of ugly, like a wound, and that's when it came in, with a wound early in your life. But it's empty now. It's empty. It is done. And you notice that the vortex is still swirling, but there's nothing in it. It's just like just an energy, a vibration, spiraling, spiraling, a vibration all the way from the very bottom. Clean, though, now. Totally clean, totally clear, totally limpid. And the woman turns to you and she says, "Well, that was good. Are you ready for the next step?" And you say, "Well, yeah, what is the next step?" She says, "Ah, the future." "Oh, okay. How do I do that?" you ask her. And she says, "Here, take my hand." And you take her hand and you jump into the clear vortex. Jump. There you go. Just land in the vortex, held up by swirling air. Lifted. Let yourself be lifted. Surrounded by orbs of light, dancing stars, shimmering and sparkling energies. Lift, lift, up, up, lift, up through the roof. Lift up through a column of light. Lift, lift up, 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 up. Surrounded with your friends, sparkling, beautiful orbs of light. Up, up, up through this clear, soft, gentle vortex. Lifting, lifting, lifting. Oh, it's exhilarating. It starts to feel, oh, so free. The two of you are just lifting. And she laughs. Oh, she knows how to laugh. A great belly laugh. "Oh, this is great. I've been looking forward to this," she said. And you laugh with her. You can't help it. It's an infectious laugh of celebration and lightness. Up you go, all the way up, 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 and it gets brighter and brighter and brighter, and you feel freer and freer, and it's more expanded and wired. And then all of a sudden, whoo, you're above the earth, flying in the sky, high above the earth, and feeling safe. You never thought you could fly and feel safe. Better than a dream. The two of you holding hands, she will take you on a journey. She will twist and turn, and you'll do somersaults in the air. Oh, wow, does that feel fantastic? She'll spin you around. You'll fly up and down and all around. Oh, whoa, does this feel free? Does this feel delightful? Does this feel wonderful? Up, up, up you go. You continue up, up, up into the clouds. Exhilarating freedom, exhilarating beauty. Lights of all colors await you, greet you above the clouds. A glorious world. On the other side, a temple perhaps. How did that get here? You're drawn to it, beautiful, exquisite. You enter it. You fly together into it. And you land. And she says to you, "Well, you've made it here, and I'll leave you here. The rest is up to you." And she nods towards a doorway, an open passage. And you enter this doorway, walking now, feeling comfortable and light and free in your body, feeling really good in your body. Ah, this feels so good. I want my body to feel like this all the time. You enter the room, and sitting there is a woman of light. The room filled with her sacred resonance, filled with her light. This is the goddess, or face of the goddess. She is there for you. You fall on your knees in reverence. She is so awesome. The love so powerful. She smiles to you, light shining through her eyes. She opens her arms. She's bigger than you. You are like the size of a child, small child to its mother. She invites you upon her lap. You go to her. You crawl up on her lap and sit there in sacred beauty. She holds you. Let her hold you. She loves you. Divine love now. You are divine by your very nature. She tells you, you are mine. I love you. I have always loved you. I will always love you. You're coming home. You're coming back. You said you would. Let me hold you. Let yourself receive love now. Open your heart. You're safe. Whenever you feel terror and fear, please come here. Come to me. I will always be here for you. And you lean into her, and she holds you. If you feel that there is anything that you have done that you need forgiveness for, let her wash it out of you. Let her wash you clean with her love, with her kiss, with her arms. Wash you clean until you are clear, beautiful, and perfect as she is. You're safe. You're beyond the terror, beyond the fear, beyond the rage. You're in a new place. You're free. You're loved. You love back to her. You feel such love. She says, you're powerful. Know this. You're safe. Know this. You're loved and you love. Know this. Your mission is almost complete. Know this. Her love is beyond the love of the most ideal mother, unconditionally loving mother. Her wisdom is greater than the wisest person on the planet. She has a freshness, a joy about her, an openness to love and adventure. Her lightness, her love. Just allow yourself to open a little more. Come on. Open. Open. And let her plant in your heart a little diamond of light, of love. Just feel it. She's just going to touch you lightly on your heart. And it's going to be a little diamond of light. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Bright diamond. Clean. Pure. Powerful. Just feel it go in there and tingle. Send light through your body, through your immune system. Feel the power. You're not defenseless, helpless, powerless anymore. And with this light, you're going to go back into your life, your mundane life, and take this light there to the world. Shine it from you to everyone that you have the opportunity to love, touch, heal, and be loved, touched, and healed. Every time you create, feel pleasure and passion, it will shine more brightly. And it will turn on your awakening, unfold your opportunities to be the light bearer in this world. For success, for joy, for love and celebration. Your seed. It's always been there. But what she did is that she cleaned it up and put a new, fresh, upgraded version in there for you. And you close your eyes in bliss. Feel that light in your chest. Feel the strength of you. And you find yourself back in your body. Ready to bring that light into your life. As you come back into your room and gently, gently, gently open your eyes. You can go back any time. And every time that you utilize this meditation, you can go deeper and higher and grander. She is there for you. We are there for you. Anytime you desire it. You're not alone. There's help. There's lots of love for you. We have lots and lots of love for you. It's so much fun to work with you. It has been such a pleasure for us. We look forward to whenever we can work with you, play with you, love with you again. So go forth, light bearers, celebrating, enjoying yourself, laughing, being the adult, owning your divinity, and have a glorious future. You deserve it, and it's yours. We surround you with our light, and as always, our love. Thank you. Thank you. Farewell.